Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ooh, that was loud.
Ooh, don't lower your volume, bro.
I don't even know how.
What's up?
Papa Doc, Papa Lock,
Papa shoot yourself in the, yeah, my friend, what is it? My friend, Cheddar Bob did shoot himself in the cock, in the leg with a gun. What did he say? That's what he said.
Something like that.
I am a fucking bum. I do live in a trailer with my mom. What's wrong there, Danny?
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, he didn't start? All right.
Oh, yeah. Ready? In 3, 2, 1. Yahoo!
Booty hoo!
Man, this is loud. I got to figure this out.
Dude, go to the top right. You know those?
Top right.
No, those knobs that are in a row, like across horizontally.
Yep.
I think you're number 1 or 2.
On the left?
On the top right, I think.
Top right.
Top right. There's like knobs.
Oh, God, there's circular. A lot of things. I didn't do anything.
Should be like 4 circular knobs in a row.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That didn't do anything.
Turn each of those to the left.
Hello. Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay.
All right, cool. Another day in the office, baby.
All right, here we go. Welcome.
Yes.
4 Bad Eyes.
2 Rad Guys. 4 Thick Thighs right now.
4 Thick Arse Thighs. What time? What's the date?
It's the date.
Where's my date on my thing?
March 8th.
March 8th. 3 days, Anthony.
I'll tell you, babe.
3 days to the old the other surgery.
Day. Gonna call the other day, and they were like, "We need you to come to the office, pick up your brace." I'm like, "Okay." I've seen a lot of braces
surgery
in my days, Jerry. I've seen a lot of braces. I've seen,
not like this one.
The teeth with the knees, the elbows. This one. They might as well, hey, come pick up your leg, because this is a fucking, like, bionic suit for your leg, dude. It's like a full leg.
Yeah, attaches to, like, your hamstring, or your quads, and then down
and
below.
The knee to the shin. Dude, it's like, and
does
it's
it
got
prevent
metal
you from bending? Like, bending it past a certain...
I think it's just to stabilize, because it can bend with your knee.
Stabilize, Jerry.
I believe it bends with your knees. Stabilize what I don't have. I do not have stable eyes.
Right.
Yeah. Unstable eyes.
Wonky eyes.
Yeah, wonky. Willy wonky. But yeah, this brace. And then I'm like, all right, well, are we gonna, like, are you gonna show me how to use? Like, I get to the office. I don't even go in the doctor's office. It's the waiting room. The lady comes out, and she's got this brace the size of me, and she hands it to me, and she's like, I just need you to sign. I'm like, well, are you gonna teach me how to use this? Are you gonna, I have no idea what the hell do with this thing. And she's like, no, you're gonna wake up from surgery, they'll already have it on you.
I already have it on. I was wondering
about how to use it then.
Bring this with you.
I'm like, well, I hope it fits. Like, yeah, you can adjust it. I'm like, well, listen here.
You think so you think you wouldn't have to pick it up? You think it would be at the hospital if you gotta put it on me.
That's what I think. But the thing is, it's not I think this is a good thing. I'm not going to a hospital. I'm going to a surgery center. So okay. It's like separate from a hospital, which they say is better for like risk of infection and things like that.
Less things flying around the air over there.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I started having a breakdown the other day, Jerry. Like, I fully almost canceled surgery. dude, I started going through all these scenarios in my head. Like, you didn't do enough research on who's doing your surgery. Are you really going to the right person? Is it some quack that's just going to like hack your knee apart? How do I know I'm in good hands? and all this stuff, you know, yada yada. But like, so then I was looking at all the places that were available to me for me through the like Olympic committee, like those centers, and a lot of them were like University of blah blah blah. And I'm like, that sounds a little sketchy, you know, like it doesn't. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's a good fucking doctor. And I start getting real stressed out about this. Like, dude, I'm about to do a major surgery and like, I really have to trust that this is good. And then I'm like, well, dude, I have surgery in like 5 days. Like, I can't, I better know now. Like, this is the wrong time to be trying to figure this stuff out now. But then, like, because the other thing is, every time I go to this doctor, there was only like really old people, dude. Like old elderly, and I was like, is this just some like place where, you know, old people go get fixed and it's like they don't really care? But then I realized like I'm anyone who's like in school or work wouldn't be able to go at the times I was going, so that helped a little. And then I started talking to the nurses. I was like, so like, is this like a good place to get it done for like a for an athlete and blah blah blah. And the one nurse who like works with him, she's like, Dr. Petrosini. And Kelly said her face like lit up, like she couldn't wait to say it. Like she was like, dude, you're in like the best hands ever. This guy's like specialist in sports medicine with shoulder and knee. So then that really like calmed me down. But I was, dude, I was shaking in my boots. I was like, I was about to call it all off.
It off.
Dude, it's a lot, you know? Like
It is a lot,
you hear about
man.
people getting, you know, surgery going
Yeah,
wrong.
last thing you want to do, you have to go get it fixed again.
Yeah, and then I didn't realize, like, until maybe like a month ago, that there's all these different ways you can do ACL surgery. So then, like, hoping I'm getting the right procedure done. But I've
I
talked
didn't
to other.
realize you can do the hamstring. You're doing the patella. You can do
Yeah,
a
I'm doing the patella
cadaver.
tendon. You can do a cadaver. You can do the hamstring, quad, all this stuff. And then there's some an autograft versus a something else. So it was like a lot of stuff. But I. After researching and stuff and talking to people, I
You're
think,
going old patella.
yeah, I'm just now I'm at the point where I'm like, all right, just get this
Let's
over with.
go.
Like,
Yeah,
come
let's
on, dude,
go.
let's go. Like, I'm not,
He said the other day, he can't wait to count down.
yeah,
Come
can't wait
back
to
from
start the
10
countdown. Yeah, that's the
and wake
five.
up.
Wake up, you good? Oh my God, just don't stick a catheter in me.
Yeah,
Say
dude.
after surgery. Yeah, I've only had to have you had surgery
Do they
once.
give you a catheter?
No, thankfully. But I
No.
think someone, people were telling me when I got hemorrhoid surgery, oh, they might put a catheter in you, blah, blah, blah. 'Cause like you can't leave until you pee after surgery. And I was, dude, I started chugging water. I was scared. I was like, I better pee. 'Cause if they don't, then they have to put the catheter in you. And the first thing I said when I woke up from the surgery was, do not put a catheter in me. First words out of my mouth. Like they're like, oh, it all went well. Don't put a catheter in me. And they're like, oh, dude, like who said we were gonna do that? Relax.
Yeah, catheter is not that bad.
Really? I never had one. You've
Hook
had
up the
one?
old ding dong.
Yeah, that scares the shit out of me. That's gotta
I
be
think I've had
incredible.
it.
My buddy had to live with one for like
Definitely had one when
months.
I was little. I've had all kinds of things up my wiener, dude.
Yeah, I had the grand, I had the freaking
I had
grand
a
alley.
camera and I had a camera and a little hook up there. Remember when I had the kidney stones?
Oh yeah, dude. That kidney stones. That's one of my biggest fears is kidney stones.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
When's the last time you had them, and how many times have you had them?
It's been a long time. Two times, I guess. One time I don't know if I ever passed it. And then like 2 years later is when I got it was a big one. I had to put a stent in there and then blast it and then pull the stent out while I was awake.
What was the most painful procedure you've ever had done? Was it your eye?
Eyeball. Yeah, have my eye removed.
100%. What was the pain like?
Dude, just
Is it
pain,
whole
dude.
head or just the eye socket
It's
area?
so blurry. I don't remember. I just remember being in pain and just in a daze of medication, and I didn't move
Really?
for 2 days. I
How
just
long
remember
did
it
the
was
pain
pain.
last? It lasted
Days, like
long. So,
3, 4 days.
but not like weeks. Like it goes
No,
away.
not weeks.
Okay.
No. Probably like 2 days of not moving at all. And then like one day of maybe, I don't even, I it's all
Is the pain
blur,
so
dude.
bad it's hard to move? Like it's hard to do anything?
You just I don't even know. You're just in
Because
a
it's
daze,
weird, you know what I
dude.
mean? Because it's so, that's your eye. It seems like a very specific place on your body where
like nerve pain is what it is. The worst.
Oh, okay. Damn.
It's all nerves and just I don't even know. It was a blur. And then one day, like, broke down from taking all the drugs, and I was just all over the place. Dude.
The drugs mess with your like emotions too.
Everything. With your mental.
Yeah.
Everything just hits you at once. My bandage was falling off. I was freaking out.
Oh, that's the biggest. That's the other thing with surgeries and stuff. When it comes to like the cleaning the site and things, I get so freaked out to even touch it.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to change your stuff at home. I think so, right? Twice a day or once a day or something.
Yeah, and I already booked physical therapy.
I don't know. When I did my collarbone, I think I used to leave it on for like a full week, maybe even 2 weeks.
Yeah, mine's going to
leave the big bandage.
It's going to be the stitches, yeah. Because they had to cut you open for that, right?
Oh, yeah.
How long were you out for?
I don't know, a couple hours, I think. It took them a little bit.
Oh, sorry, like... unable to do things.
Oh, wow.
3 months.
Of being able to skate again like that?
Yeah.
It was like four to five months. 4 months at least. I remember I hit some marker and I thought I'd be good. And they're like, no, one more month. I'm like,
I think the doctor was saying one of the hardest things to relearn after the surgery is like your brain telling your leg to do something and it reacting. Like it's hard.
You're scared because you're
it's like you're
guarding it,
firing something with your like the way it fires off to your brain. It's like,
oh really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Cause yeah, I know it's like numb down there afterwards, isn't it?
Yeah,
can't feel.
I think
it.
For the first day at least, you can't feel anything because they put some crazy pain blocker.
Oh, do they do the nerve block? Probably.
Yeah. What is
that? That is the best thing you could do.
Really?
I had that for my collarbone. And it was 2 days. You don't even feel your anything.
Yeah, that's.
They literally go into your right into your nerve, and they shoot anesthesia right in there.
Yeah,
and it just blocks off everything for some people. Like the one person said they had it, it was like the next day they could feel. I was like 2 days.
Dude, when I got my hemorrhoid.
But after 2 days, like that's when the big pain's gone. You know what I mean? So then you're just chilling.
Yes, yes, and that way
you
can use the painkillers if you really need them at that point, and then
yeah, the nerve block is the fucking way to go.
I didn't even know what that was. He just said you're not going to really feel anything that day because of the nerve block. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, like, that's good.
Sick.
The mine for the arm though, for the collarbone, they had to go in the side of my neck.
Oh,
that's where the nerve is. And they had some student come in. I've told this story before. He's like,
needle in your
do
neck?
You mind if he does it? I'm like, I don't really want him to. I was like, I'll give him one shot to do it.
What do you and wait? What do you mean? Do you mind if he does it?
It was like a dude student? Training. You know what I mean? Yeah. God. Med student. I was like, fine. I'll give you one shot, dude.
Do not
and then they go in the neck, in the side of your neck. And he's like kind of moving around. And then
you
they
feel
got,
this?
Yeah, I mean, there's it's numb, so you just feel like movement and like pressure.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they get past, like, I don't know, a certain level of fascia or whatever.
Yeah.
You're like popped. It's like, oh. I was like, oh my God. But you don't feel anything.
You don't feel
it,
but it's just, you know, something is happening.
And they got like the ultrasound thing there, and he's looking at it, you know, as he's going.
Oh,
so
my.
He's looking at the screen and doing it. And I was like, oh my God. God, that was scary, dude.
Jesus, dude.
But afterwards, like you don't feel anything, and all the way down your arm. And I was like, wow, that is pretty fucking amazing, dude.
It's like an epidural.
Yes.
Yeah, for
like you're good.
Yeah.
And there's no pain afterwards, and then like I took pills a couple days, and I was like, I don't know if I did.
Yeah, I'm not a big.
No, I know I did the first couple days. I just stayed on it because once you get behind, you're screwed.
That's the problem. They say. When I got my hemorrhoid surgery, I was in so much pain, but like I was trying to tough through it. But they were like, I talked to like a few family friends that like are in medical, and they were like, dude, you kind of like at least for a couple days, like you should really take those so your body can actually relax to be able to recover good.
Yeah. Well, if you need them, take them for sure. If you're in pain, pain medicine is fine.
Yeah. No, of course.
That's what it's for. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's great.
I agree.
And it's not like you get addicted because your body needs. Not like you don't even get high. You're just fucking.
No, it's literally getting you to like level.
Yeah, it's good.
It's just helping you get back to normal almost.
It's a good thing, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, when I got my hemorrhoid surgery too, I remember the day I got the surgery, like I woke up and like I go home and stuff. I remember walking to the freaking like market that day, like on cloud nine, like in a bliss, dude, like from all the drugs and shit. Yeah. Like they shot me with like, I think there was like crazy shit in my anesthesia. I think there was like fentanyl I read or something, like something crazy. Mm-hmm. And I remember just being on like, dude, like the most euphoric state, no pain. And I remember it was sunny out and I was just felt like the sun was like melting me.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Jeez. Yeah, that was the worst pain I had for my collarbone was my hemorrhoids days after, because I got all constipated.
Yeah, from the
and I was in I was from the pain. That's when I had a mental breakdown that time.
Yeah.
Cause it was just everything hit me at that.
Hemorrhoids.
The drugs mess with me. I always break down after a
they
surgery.
Make me very emotional. They make really? Me like sad. It's
tears you down, dude.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah, that was surgery sucks. It's crazy. It's a crazy thing. Anesthesia is crazy. Like you're just getting put out. Yeah. Like where are you in that state? You know what I mean?
It's lost time.
Are you dead?
Lost time.
Like is that what death, like is that what being dead is?
Probably just gone. Yeah, that's it.
Because you're gone. Like there's not, like I don't think I ever thought or seen or dreamt anything in anesthesia.
No, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, it's
death. It's probably death, dude. Probably death. Just that's it.
Countdown.
Yeah, it is scary. And it's always cold, you know, you're like shivering.
Yeah.
Like, if you need a warm blanket, yes, please.
Yes, please. Oh, I remember coming out.
I'm always shivering on those tables, dude. It's like so cold.
Like, you want some pudding? And I was like, ooh. And I was like, what kind? And they were like, chocolate or vanilla. And I was like, chocolate.
Yeah, then they kick you out of there, dude.
Yeah, that's
my
the crazy thing is they just send you home.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's like you get taken advantage of.
And I don't think I should have gone home after my eye, dude.
Yeah, it's like.
Hold me for a day.
Like they date rape you and then you have to take the walk of shame.
Yeah, dude. Scary.
Right? It is. There's no like. Okay, this is what you're going to do. Like, they'll give you a quick briefing, but it's like, all right, you're on your own now. Same with birth, dude. You give birth, and it's 2 days later. You're like, all right, bye.
Peace.
Go figure out how to be a parent.
Yeah.
Keep a child.
It's definitely scarier.
Yeah.
Good thing you got a wife, though, dude. Take care of you. You know?
Yeah, I'm lucky.
Suck having to go home solo.
Oh, without the wife, yeah.
Well, I had a buddy when I lived in Cali, 825, he had ACL surgery. Just all solo, you know what I mean? All by himself, you know?
Oh, my God.
I look back, I was always impressed. I'm like, damn, dude, he handled that like a champ.
Yeah.
My buddy, what the heck is his name? Mike Guffey. We picked him up, came home. He was doing like, he had like that like electro shock thing, you know, where like,
yeah, the thing you were talking about,
dude. No, that was like the cold. This was just electric shock where it stimulates the muscles. I'm doing that every day and just slowly getting better.
Skater.
I need my mama. Yeah. Skater.
Yeah.
I need to call
it's
my mama.
Funny. Like my mom pre-injury used to be very like nurturing and stuff. Like she would take care of you, blah, blah, blah. Afterwards, it kind of got different. She became more like she's more like child. Like, it's harder for her to think in those like terms. Uh-huh. But it's funny because when something does happen, you see glimpses of that back in her. Like she'll be like,
yeah.
Surgery. Like, I know you have a lot of steps. Like, if you want to come stay here, I can make the bedroom all nice, and I'll make you meals and blah blah blah. I was like, it's just nice to hear from your mom. You know, it's like.
Yeah, it's going to be scary. We don't have our parents, dude.
I know. I think about that all the time. I don't think there's ever an age in your life where it's easy to lose a parent. No. Like, even if you're, like, 60.
Yeah. Not having that person to call.
I used to think about that as a kid, and it would drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time at this trip in Mexico. Cozumel, Mexico. Me and my dad,
Cozumel, I've been to
yeah,
Cozumel.
me and my dad like really bonded on this trip. I was real little. I remember we used to lunchtime every day we'd lay in the hammock and he would read to me Cold Mountain, the book Cold Mountain, random book, but it became our thing on that trip. And I remember him saying one day, like it was just like he was just like oh man, like bones are hurting. Like, what's wrong, Dad? He's like, nothing. I'm just getting old. And I remember, like, he was just saying, like, I'm just getting old type of thing. Like, we say stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like in passing. But I remember as a kid taking that statement so to heart. Like, I remember thinking so deep. I never told anyone about this too afterwards, but I was like, my dad's gonna die soon.
Yeah,
I
first
was
time you thought of
convinced,
it, first
dude.
time
I
you
was
remember thinking
convinced.
about
I was like, my dad's getting old. He's gonna die soon. And I got so sad. Like, it almost ruined the rest of my trip. I was so bummed about it.
jeez.
I just remember dwelling on that as a little kid.
You're a little worrier, dude.
Yeah, super worrier. I am a worrier. I definitely
Yeah.
worry. But I worry about weird things because I won't worry about things for myself as much as for like other people.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know if you're down to talk about it, but what you were talking about before we even started, because that's
Oh, I was just
really
stress skating. Yeah, I don't
like so
know.
relatable.
Yeah, just stress skating, dude. Not progressing.
No, but you were saying how like you today even you was getting so intense that like you were landing the trick a couple days ago and today you couldn't, and it was frustrating you so bad to the point where it was like taking the fun out of it.
Yeah. That's been skateboarding for the last freaking 2 years for me, dude.
Well, that's the thing, like, because I related so much to hearing you say that, because sometimes you don't, even though everyone goes through this, like with every sport, every whatever you're trying to do, it like it's inevitable. But there's days where you're like, dude, I'm going to practice and I'm like on cloud nine, like I'm working people, I'm like throwing everyone, no one could touch me, like I'm. Whatever I'm trying is working, and like my reaction time is so good, and I'm like, dude, I've made a huge breakthrough. And then you go back the next day, same people that you were like wiping the floor with are like beating the shit out of you, and
Yeah.
what is going on? Like, there's been times where I left practice where my coach had to call me later and be like, dude, are you good? Like, I was worried about you after practice. I get so in my head.
It's the slow progression, man.
It
Can't see
is.
it, can't
No.
grasp it.
Especially
And
when
it
you live
feels
it,
like you're
dude.
taking two steps back just for one step forward, you know?
I 5 steps back. It's like, yeah, it's really daunting.
Well, and I am taking steps back, just being fucking the winner here, you know, skating the same damn thing every day in the garage. Can't
Yeah.
really feel like so much you can do, dude.
How do you like
You
get
just get
through that? You
stuck.
just keep doing it?
Leave Michigan.
That
Go
does help.
skate where it's warm and like, I don't know, you just wait till it's warm, dude, pretty much, you know. Go out skating in the streets, you
Do you
know,
feel
and then
pressure to land that stuff, or is it more yourself? Do you feel like a little bit of an outside pressure? Because it is your job.
yeah, I'm trying to progress. I'm always trying to progress, and I feel like I haven't progressed in over a year, you know, which I have in some ways,
I think you're.
but otherwise I can't. Otherwise I haven't, you
That's
know,
true. Maybe in.
skateboarding. I heard Dennis Buznitz say this on the last trip he was here. He's like, yeah, I remember when I was young, I used to think like eventually you get to a point where like you just got it figured out and everything becomes easy. And it doesn't.
No,
And I was like,
never does.
and in my head, I'm like, wait, I still thought that was true.
I know you
Like, wait,
do.
that's not true. I was
You
like,
think,
Dennis Buznitz just said that. It's like, fuck, skateboarding is hard. You have
yeah.
to constantly work at it, dude, and it is a mental freaking strain.
Yeah, it's really like a lot of things.
Oh my God. It never gets easy. It's never easy. No matter
No.
how good you are, apparently, it doesn't get
No.
easy. You know?
Same with martial arts too. Like, you think you get to a certain level and you just beat everyone, it's like there's always people that are hungry. Always people trying, and the better you get, the more people are trying to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, I feel like in my head, this is what is tearing me up right now. It feels like I can only be good. I can only be so good at certain things. And I don't, and there's like this cap. You know what I mean? This bottle can only be so full.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
what thing,
like right now, like I can, my flat ground's pretty good right now. Like tray flips are feeling really nice and pretty easy.
Front side flips. You're
no, not, I've been trying front side flips.
I thought you always do those.
Flat ground. No, backside flips.
Backside flip. Backside, okay. Flips.
Those are even a little iffy right now. But certain things I get better at, and then the other things I get worse at. And I can't seem like on like my ledge stuff. Get worse at that, but I get better at this.
And it won't all fall together at once.
Won't all be together. And I feel like, can I never be good at both? Can I never
progress? I think that's the frustrating part of these journeys is like, it's like another way I can relate to is like, one day my footwork is amazing, and then the next day my groundwork is amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
But some days, most of the time, they're not working together. Both amazing. One will be off. So I think like it really just does take time, no matter like how many years you put into it. It's like one day that stuff can, it still can click together. It's just, you are putting in the work to get there. As frustrating, and that's the most frustrating part, is because like you said, you don't see it happening.
And it
sucks when it doesn't happen as fast as you want.
And you just have to practice everything so much.
Everything all the time.
I don't have the mental capacity to do that. It's not possible. Practice everything.
But why do you...
You just have to pick a certain things and
I was going
to
say...
Work at them.
You need to be good at everything, or is that just for you?
No, I want to be comfortable and just want to be able to do certain things. It really, the damn contest crap is what screwed me up. I think that's where all this stems from, is trying to be consistent.
Yeah. But that's the misconception. It's like, there's two types of skating though. There's same with fighting, same with a lot of stuff, but there's competition and then there's doing it for you or like for the love of it. Cause the competition's all the pressure and it's all the, you know, whatever, you got to be on that day. You have to be the best you've ever been. But the beauty about skateboarding, when you're just skateboarding, is you can do something for 3 hours, not land it, go back tomorrow, land it, and like that's fucking skateboarding.
Yeah,
like it doesn't need to be consistent, but it's,
yeah, and it's, I've always done better learning things when I'm just out street skating and like just falling upon something like, ooh, that's kind of working, and then I'll learn a new trick that way and film it.
Yeah.
But my skating for the last few years has been trying to learn something like at home in the garage.
Yeah.
Trying to learn new tricks that way. And I don't work as well
that way.
The
same terrain. And sometimes you need like a little inspiration of like a new
spot.
That's
it. I need that little spark inspiration out with the friends. A new spot gets you all hyped.
I think this park is going to be a real big breakthrough for you.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
I think it'll be huge.
Or it'll be worse.
And it'll, no, because I think it'll also help you. It's hard to practice that competition consistency when you don't have a competition like course. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like you're just practicing on two features, like a ledge.
It'll be more variety and it'll be a more well rounded. Yeah, for sure.
Because when you get out of your wheelhouse, you can hit like anything. But when you're out of your wheelhouse of what you've been practicing on the last, like, however many months, it feels, it throws you off a little because it's not the same height.
So
it's like you're so dialed into what you're practicing on. And I think
that's
why
you
need more stuff. Yeah, because you
it
get
can really
too comfortable with that.
That's why the streets is the best. It's such a
There's
change
just so
in
much
variety.
Stuff. Yeah.
The parks can only help.
You know, I
you
already
get good at skating a park, really good. And then you go try to take it somewhere else. Like, I can't even do it.
It's funny because I'm so determined right now. Like, my biggest motivation for getting better is actually, believe it or not, skateboarding over judo. Like judo is more in the background of that motivation. And like I'm already planning, like you know, things could fall under the whatever, but like, I'm really, when things happen, you get motivated or whatever, and it can fizzle or whatever, but I think this is real. Like, I want to go find, while I'm recovering, I'm going to be finding spots.
Yeah, go cruising
think
around.
About
yeah,
them,
yeah.
And then yeah. Think about, okay, this is what I want to hit here. This is what I want to hit here. Slowly
build my part
and trick list like in my brain, so I can just get after it once it's like time.
Yeah,
I think it would be a lot of fun.
I think you'd be good at that. I think that structure.
Yeah, and I'd call you about things. I'll be like, "Yo, I found this like blah blah blah. What do you think would be a good first thing?"
Yeah,
and like being able to talk to people, and because like I found like some cool cellar doors, like in city where it goes like curb to sidewalk to cellar door.
Yeah,
so you can do like something on the cellar door and then off the curb or something.
Classic cellar door, dude.
Is that a classic?
Yeah, it's a New York classic right there. Hard to find, dude.
Oh no, yeah, there's some good ones
in Jersey or in the city.
In New York, in the city.
Yeah,
and then yeah, my
hard to skate. You get the boot, you know.
Yeah, you get the boot quick because they're loud too.
Yeah, loud. Yeah.
But me and Richard were skating one in the city. I did a little front 180 front shove.
Sick.
Yeah. Oh no, I did a front shove and then a half cab off the curb.
Oh, dude, yes. The hell's my computer yelling?
Like, is that something worth putting in a part?
Front shove on the cellar,
and then
come down fakie.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's sick.
Okay.
Anything on a cellar door is legit because it's a cellar door.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's the thing too. I think because I've never seen, that's where my fear in like ever starting it came, I think, because I think every trick has to be like a 16 stair rail.
Yeah, no, starting to slowly build it. Yeah, slowly build it.
And I think my banger is going to be finally landing slabs. I think it's going to be the ender.
Slabs.
Yeah,
yes,
just go back and fucking nail it.
Yeah, that would be epic.
It's like cool because it's a whole new project in my head that's giving me like purpose.
Yeah, full part, dude.
Yeah. And like real.
I got to start working on one too, dude. Me and you both, brother.
No. I want to do like a coast to coast, like East, like New York City and Cali. Kind of like going back and to back.
Yeah. Cool. Hell yeah.
Oh, like coast to coast.
Dude, next winter, I'm going to throw this at you and tell me if you can catch it or not. All right.
Run in my pipe.
What do you think about renting Airbnb for a couple of months in the winter?
Dude, wait, in a warm place?
Yeah.
I swear to God, me and Kelly have just been seriously talking about this. 2 months out of the year, we want to move to somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere, yeah.
Wait, you'd be down?
Go in half and then
just go and have something like a 2-3 bedroom or something.
I want to do it in Cali. So I can, when I travel too, I can have Caligan stay there
that
too.
That would be my,
it would
my
be like
ideal place.
It would be like worth it financially in so many ways if I did that. You know?
And then if we put a studio there, we can write some of it off.
Yeah.
Rent.
Can hang out for a couple of weeks, come home.
Exactly. Dude, I'm more than down. That's sick. You just said that.
Yeah. Heather doesn't like the idea.
We'll talk about that. yeah, we'll tell her.
He's got my damn dog. That's the only bummer for him. But I would come for like a week. You know what I mean?
Think Otter would make it on a plane?
Well, he'd have to go on the bottom. No, I would never do that.
Oh, you can't throw a vest on him? You don't think he would do it?
I don't know what he'd do.
I almost want to try it, dude.
He would be too stoked.
He would be so stoked.
He would eventually chill out for sure because like, we take him to restaurants, you know.
He's going crazy
at first, but then he eventually lays down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you have to get him. I'd have to get him the whole. He's huge too, dude.
He is.
To be bulkhead, which I could do as a blind
dude,
person.
Dude, that would be
my dog.
That would actually be so. It would be
an
good.
Otter
it
would not
for
do
us.
He wouldn't do too good in California.
Yeah,
Otter boy, too hot for that.
But we could even do quick like week trips, like you said, like.
Yeah, that's
having that spot would be so like me and you could even line up like 4 interviews in Cali with people for the pod, fly out, have them come there. You know what I mean?
That's what Lucas Puig does. He lives in France, but he comes for like 3 months every summer and just rents a house. Damn, I need to do that.
Who?
Lucas Puig, a skater for Adidas.
I want to get a little apartment in Paris.
I saw a couple.
We saw one flat like $100,000.
One was for rent like $800 a month or something.
There was a flat for sale for like $100,000.
Yeah, I saw one. I saw one for $150,000, and I saw one for $500,000.
Love you, bye.
Kelly's leaving.
Yeah, her and her mom.
Where she thinks she's going?
Her and her mom are going to some.
Mom's back in town.
Yeah, her mom got her art class for Christmas. So I guess they're going to do that, like a painting.
What kind of art? Painting?
Yeah. She's doing
acrylics?
This whole,
what is she doing? Watercolors? What are we doing here?
Sure. She's doing this whole book club thing with her mom and cousin. It's called like The Artist Way. And it's like a book, but it's also like a class kind of.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Like by the end, they have like a little book thing.
No. It's just, it makes you do all these like exercises and things about like, you know, like writing and being creative and going on like your own artist dates where you spend like an hour by yourself. And it's cool.
Gotcha.
But, so they're going to do that. And
cool. Who's watching baby?
They're bringing her.
Oh, okay.
How cute was that video, dude?
Yeah, her laughing. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like my favorite sound. Yeah, it sounds so like, imagine being like, you're a child, dude, and you're just so like overwhelmed with joy that you don't even know what laughing is, but it's coming out of you. Like, you mm-hmm. know, like that's mm-hmm. just so pure.
Yeah, it's just a like, reaction.
So cute.
I need Kelly to get the mic right in her face, dude. Couldn't hear it that well.
Though. Yeah, I know.
I wanted to be right up in there.
I know. I gotta get it again.
You'll get her. When she gets a little, she'll get rolling too. Yeah. When she can't even breathe laughing. Yeah.
Oh man,
it's like a little demon giggle. Like,
dude, I know. I'm like, I can't wait. Funny. It's so funny, and they're like. Like, when do babies start laughing? Is that, like, normal? Like, is she late, you know?
No, I think she's right on, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. You're already 6 months, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 6 months. Almost seven on the 18th.
So she'll be... I mean, she could be walking at 9 months. It's crazy young, but...
Yeah, the doctor...
In, like, a year, she's going to start... 6 months from now, she's going to start cruising around, dude.
Yeah, the other day, the doctor said, oh, she's going to be crawling real soon.
Yeah.
She's 15 pounds.
Those locomotive skills.
Yeah. Funny. She's a roller. She loves rolling.
Got it rolled down, yeah. Yeah, she's on the mats. Russian twists.
Yeah, our pediatrician is Russian. She's like, those obliques are amazing. Like,
that's
yeah,
funny.
It's funny. And then what else is going on?
That's it. St. Patty's Day is coming. That's next weekend, though. Heather's going off to Florida next Wednesday.
Ooh, Florida.
I'll be home alone for a good week.
Don't fly down. Take care of me.
In my mind. I thought about it. I got to get focused here.
Did you actually think about it?
Yeah, I keep going back and forth, but I don't think I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Ah, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I was so motivated at the beginning of the year. I was like so hyped.
You still, dude, you got this is the thing. I think this kind of happens to me too. You come off a high, like what we just had too. And like the high, not only the high of what we just did, you had the high of your shoe release. You had the high of like going to England doing that commercial. Like there was a lot of things that happened really quick. And now you're just chilling. So it's like, I don't know if you experience it, but sometimes when a lot of like good things happen and then it's kind of everything.
Yeah, it's hard to keep the motivation up.
But... The serotonin is like low.
Yeah. But that's usually like a day for me, you know?
Yeah.
This is just, it's just end of winter, dude.
Yeah, I guess.
Honestly, it was last weekend was so freaking nice.
It was beautiful today.
And then I'm back in the garage. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my mind. That was honestly it. The nice weekend just like killed me. Then it's like I'm dumb because there's no reason to complain because I have this fucking beautiful setup that.
Well, you have a gorgeous
people
house.
Would kill for.
Yeah, you got a sweet. You know, that's the other thing. You're really right on the brink of like it getting better too, because this park and everything. I think you're in this middle, where it's like, dude, you're just anxious.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, the summer's gonna be nice. Then it's gonna be right back to fucking winter.
Yeah, but think about it. You can still skate in the cold.
I'm gonna have that. I thought it's all gonna be covered up. The park is gonna be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just so the little ramps last longer, you know.
That's smart.
Before winter, yeah, I'll have the ramps. At least the ramps covered.
Yeah,
tarped up.
But if you got like a three stair or a rail or something, you still skate those things.
Something. Yeah. Just gotta update the garage a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Need the mani pad in there, dude.
You need the what happened to the mani pad?
Left it at the old house, dude.
No, I liked that thing.
It was just two pallets with scrap wood they had sent me from the original ramps. There was like the way they like
who
boxed
built
it.
The mani pad.
I did.
By yourself?
Yeah, I just scraps threw shit together. Yeah, it was just like a easy to do thing. Yeah,
that's how easy it is.
Yeah, it was two pallets. I took a piece of plywood that was at the house when I bought it, like this really junky piece of plywood, put that on top because two pallets makes a 4x8.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had this scrap masonite that they sent me.
Yeah.
Literally that like top. They packaged when the quarter pipe came all disassembled and ledge. It had like these outside, for some reason, they just use like scrap, like kind of like masonite, but not really. That's smooth. And just that luckily pieced together to 4x8. So I just used those two pieces and.
Well, that's sick.
Just a little man.
Yeah, remember we were all ollieing that, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude. That's what I need. Just need more. I need the variety, dude.
Yeah,
so I need
dude,
to go on the
have
streets.
Fun. Like when we go to modern, even like we're doing the bank, we're doing the rail, we're doing the left. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's fun. Like we have fun. Do the bird slides just to fuck around. Like
the definition of insanity, doing the same thing.
Is over and over.
Result,
I know. That's skateboarding. It's also everything I do in my life.
Yeah, we're supposed to be getting a little get together, the blind get together again.
I know.
May.
Be stoked on that. I think that would help spark some stuff too. You just need to be around some homies.
Mm-hmm.
I get a crew. That's the thing that sucks for me around here. There's really no crew. I got no one to hit the streets with.
You got to find that crew, dude.
I know.
Just sniff them out.
But at this point in my life, too, what am I going to hang out with, like, some 20-year-old derelicts going in the street? You know what
I mean?
That's
what you got to do,
I
dude.
Know. I would.
That's what I got to do.
I would do it. I will do it.
Steve and them derelicts I got to hang out with.
Yeah.
Young bucks, dude.
How old's Steve?
I don't know. He's probably, like, 20 to mid-high 20s.
Yeah, I think he's close to my age.
Might be. I don't think he's 30. Maybe. I don't know. He's close to 30.
I'm 29. I'm going to be 29.
Yeah, he's not that young.
In 16 days? Yeah, 16 days.
How old are you going to be?
29.
29, almost 30.
Dude, Kelly was looking at these pictures.
Well, you are a March baby.
Yeah, Kelly's looking at these pictures from...
Wait, what's your birthday?
March 24th.
24th. Ooh. Well, you're a little leprechaun, dude.
I know. I'm a lepro...
Leprosy? What is it called?
Lepro congenital amaurosis.
What is that?
Lever's congenital amaurosis. Lepro can. Yeah, I don't know. Dude, did I talk about this? Because this really pissed me off.
Uh-oh.
I got a bone with Netflix.
Netflix.
Did I talk about this?
No, I don't think so.
All right, so I was invested, Jerry, in this show. And you know me, still the same OG, been low key, but shout out to Joe List. But I never used to be down with the audio description. Like it wasn't my jam, wasn't my cup of tea, didn't care for it. And then I finally started getting hooked on it. I think Seinfeld kind of got me hooked on the AD because it just it started bringing out more of the show I didn't know existed.
Yeah, you get used to it. Definitely gotta get used to
you
it.
You start, but then you get used to it to where you almost like need it.
I'm
like
the same
you
way.
Want it. Yeah, like now if I don't have it, I'm like, I'm missing so much.
Yeah.
And I don't want Kelly to sit there and tell me their facial expressions and shit. So I'm watching the show. The first half of the season comes out. Binge it. Binging, Jerry. And
what's the
audio
show?
Description? It's the worst show in the world. The worst show ever. It's Love is Blind.
Oh, you told me about this.
Worst show. And I'm invested. I'm like.
So the people on the show can't see each other, right? They
so
like
they're in
date
a split
in the
home.
Dark.
They're in a split home in the first couple weeks. They never meet each other. They only get to date each other. It's like, let's just say for this, 12 on each side, and they get to date each other, like all of them, like the guys get to date every girl that they want, and they go in these pods where they don't get to see each other. There's a wall in between them, and they have to like get to know each other without knowing what each other look like, without seeing each other, get to really know each other. And then
and they get
end of the couple
married.
Weeks, they have to choose to propose to one of these girls if they have
couple weeks.
A
Oh my
connection.
God.
If they have a connection, and then if they say yes, then they meet each other, and then that's where it's funny. One girl said she looked like Megan Fox, but she's like the plus size version of Megan Fox, I guess. And the guy was like, "She lied to me. She lied to me." They didn't work out, but so then they see each other, and then they go and live with each other for a couple weeks, where they like have to, you know, really integrate their lives together. And then they decide at the end, after like 4 or 3 weeks of living together, they go to the altar, and they have to say yes or no to I do to marriage. And it's so
and
much
they get
fun.
To see each other at the altar. Is that when
yeah,
they see
yeah,
each other
no,
for
but
the
they
first
see
time?
no, no, no. They see each other for the first time after they propose in the pod. So
Oh,
then
okay.
they meet each other, and then they all go on a honeymoon at the same resort. And then they have these things where they all have to meet up with each other. And
Oh, so
they're
he gets
seeing
the
people
person
that they
gets to
were
see
dating.
everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And then there's like drama that happens. It's insane, Jerry. And then on top of it,
Jesus.
What really I think hooks me on this stupid show is like there's all the outside drama, like, oh, so and so went into this show, but he had like a wife and kid at home, and they didn't know he was doing like some crazy shit to like get
Jesus.
famous. And there's all this some background drama. But I'm
Reality TV at its finest.
Dude, it's so bad. It's like I do not recommend this show to anyone. And so first six
sounds pretty
episodes,
good, dude.
it is. It's pretty good. It's a good mindless drama
Yeah.
show. But so I'm watching it. First six shows. Dude, it's great. The audio description's on point too. Like it's good. Kelly will even be like, "Wow, they nailed it." And so, like, I'm feeling like very included in this show. And then, you know, next three episodes come out. All right, we're cruising. Audio description, great, dude. Next two come out, still good. I'm loving the show. To the end of the show, next, I'm waiting for the season finale, Jerry.
Season finale.
Finale, the most important ep, the whole show, the whole shebang. It comes out. I turn it on. I'm waiting to hear a red letter N. With blah 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 behind, like
yeah, that's the intro. Yeah.
That's the intro scene, and I'm like, but I don't hear it, and then I'm like, maybe I missed it, and I'm watching the show for like 2 minutes. I'm like, where's my audio?
Something's off. Yeah,
yeah, and
what's
then
going
I'm
on?
like, what? Why does this feel weird? And then I go,
Like,
no audio description available.
The last
the
show.
last, the fabang, Jerry, the grand Turismo.
What's Gum,
You know how
dude.
left out I felt? And this
What's
is where,
gum?
like, this is where, like, the facial, facial things really matter, because, like,
Yeah, because
they're
they
about to
see
go
him
to the
for the
altar
first
and then
time.
go, like, look at the camera and give the wink, like, or, like, they'll give the cringe face or whatever. I'm like,
Yeah.
dude, I'm missing out over here, and it's killing me. And I kind of want to roast them a little. I
Yeah,
kind of
that's
want to just, like, make
messed
light of it,
up.
because it's like, dude, you had. I understand there's shows that just don't have audio description, and whatever,
Yeah.
I'll deal with it. But this had it up until the finale. Like, you had, I
Man, that's
was,
cold-blooded,
it
dude.
was cold, dude. Cold, cold, cold. I want that would really video, grind. But like if I make a video, I have to admit that I'm obsessed with Love is Blind. But then I also I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want to make them realize, like, dude, you really fucked me here. Really?
The season finale. Just one episode left.
And
couldn't do the last episode.
It couldn't, like, come on, dude.
Did you run out of budget? What happened?
Oh, it's so.
I always wonder how much it costs to do that. Or do people do it for free?
I also wonder, like, because some are awful. So, like, who gets the script? Do you know what I mean? Like, where's the script for the audio description? Or is it up to their...
Because it'll say at the end of the episode, audio description done by blah, blah, blah.
But I'm wondering, like, do they have a script when they go into it? Or do they have to watch it and then, like, develop what they're going to say?
I've had it with Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the show I love, has it for almost all the episodes. And then there'll be random episodes that just don't have it.
See, that's messed up.
Same with that show Dave. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. With what's his name?
Lil Dicky.
Yeah, Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
Is that on?
That show had almost all the episodes had it. And then for some reason, there's like three episodes in the middle that just didn't have it.
Why do they do that?
It's like, what is going on? Why?
What's that on?
That was on. What is that on?
And this is like Netflix. If you ask me, Netflix is probably the biggest one.
Yeah, well, the Book of 99 is Peacock for sure.
Okay.
It's also on Hulu. I don't know if they have auto description.
I just got told I got to watch the movie Animal House.
But I also know that for different, I think it might be up to Netflix themselves, because Harry Potter is on HBO Max and it's on like some other streaming, and they have different audio descriptions.
Really? Different people and different things.
Different voice and everything.
And different script.
I don't know. I don't know enough to know if it's a different script.
How is the audio description for that?
That's a good question.
That's a good call.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah.
But I'm just so invested.
But the one's better because it's an English woman.
Yeah.
And just because it's English just fits better. It's like it's and the other one's like a dude.
It's weird. The women are usually better.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you get an English dude and that really... One time I had an English dude on an American show and it really threw me off.
Yeah, you got to have the same accent.
I couldn't watch it because it was an English accent.
That's why the Harry Potter was
real,
so
like, cut American show.
That's funny. Yeah. I don't know. So maybe it's up to the actual, you know, provider or whatever, Netflix or Hulu themselves.
You think it's overreacting, making a not like roasting them, but just showing like, dude, come on, you fuck me.
Yeah, tell them, let them know, dude.
I know, maybe
I'll screwed me, Netflix.
Screwed me.
You got the money, Netflix. Come on.
Yeah.
Every show should have a description on Netflix, dude.
Need that class action retirement fund.
Yeah, dude.
Damn Olympian.
Looking for my class action lawsuit.
Damn Paralympian beat me to the kiosk.
What do you mean? Huh?
Dude, this Paralympian, the blind girl.
Oh, right.
Yeah, United sponsored the Olympics, and the United kiosks weren't accessible, and she sued the shit out of them.
Damn. That's what's up.
They're all accessible.
Oh, the kiosks are accessible now?
Yeah. You just need headphones, I think. Which
is this Delta?
Hear me out. No, United. So. Dude, I wonder if Delta's is accessible.
I don't think it is, dude. I never had
one. We gotta get on this. But this is what kind of... Here's my hang up with all the like automated audio machines, like ATMs and kiosks and things.
I've never used the ATM with the headphones.
Well, you have to carry around a headphone with that old school jack.
I know.
They don't make those anymore.
I've always wanted to try the... Is it as soon as you plug in the headphones, does it engage? It must, right?
It's got to. There's no other way you can do it.
Yeah.
But it was cool. The Metro at Paris had it, too.
Or I'll bet you it always says it when you hit the buttons, but without the headphones in, it just isn't.
Oh, I wonder. No, because I think with the audio, once you plug it in, like there's a double tap, you do those type of things.
Oh, with touch screens? Yeah, I've only seen like the old school ATMs with all the braille
on the buttons.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think I used to be able to use an ATM. Just I couldn't read anything on it, but I knew like if I touched this block on the screen, and then typed in what I needed type of thing. Like I knew the steps. Like I used to have a flip phone and I could not read the screen, not even for the life of me, like gun in
you
my
just
mouth.
Had it memorized.
I just had it all memorized. And sometimes you would go off what things, did you ever have this when you were losing your vision? Like you could go off what something looks like, but it does not look like what it actually looks like. It's like there's a yellow blob or something, but I know
shape.
That's that. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
for
funny
sure.
How we do that.
Yeah, you just
That's
use whatever
pretty
you can
interesting.
To
like you really because
piece it all together.
It's crazy.
Definitely.
Like I used
that,
to look,
dude.
I used to be able to look at my phone like 5 years ago, look down, had no idea what the apps even looked like or what like was on the screen, but I knew if I touched this one spot that had this looking type thing, I knew that that was that app.
Yeah.
Weird.
Dude, an iPhone screen is so beautiful.
It's oh,
and this the last
God.
Time I saw it was back when it was, I think it was probably iPhone like
before like the Retina display and all that shit.
Before Retina, yeah. This
yeah,
was probably like
Retina,
the
dude, I imagine it's
it was
gorgeous.
probably like iPhone 5 when I could see the screen, and that even then
It's
it
gotta
was
be
sexy.
so sexy, dude. Like just colorful, sharp, like just the way things move on it.
Yeah, they're.
I always feel like I'm missing out on such an experience.
Yeah, we are, dude.
We're probably better off.
Getting
But
sucked
yeah, this,
in,
I find that I have my, for some reason, I'll still look towards my phone when I'm using it sometimes.
Always, dude.
Oh, why is that? And then people are like, oh, you're looking at your phone. I'm like, dude, I have no idea what's on this fucking thing.
Just use it because I'm looking towards the sound, really.
Yeah, that's it. Looking towards the sound. Because in a loud area, you got to put your.
And I'm probably just trained from just.
From when you were, when you could see it. Yeah, that's true.
I still do always look down at it. I try not. I've been trying to do that less and less.
It's funny too when you talk about the progression of your sport or whatever you're training in, that like you don't notice the progression as it's like because it's really slow to us, but like someone who hasn't seen you do something in a while are like, holy shit, they got good, you know? It's kind of the same in an opposite way with your vision. When I was losing my vision, I almost didn't, like, there were times I definitely realized it, but I didn't realize how drastic it actually was. Until
Yeah, then one day you're
now.
Like, holy
Yeah,
crap,
you're like,
I can't see that.
What? Fuck. Like, I remember being able to see, like, I have memories now where, like, yeah, I used to look at pictures on a phone. Like, I can't believe the things I used to be able to see and think I was blind.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
for all I know, like, for, if you asked me, I could have driven. Like, that's how good I feel like my vision was back
Right,
then.
right.
But it wasn't, but it's like that's how good in comparison it was.
From your memory, yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
I used to be able to see
It's
him, but like
crazy.
Back then, like, yeah, you couldn't see anything.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's nuts. Like, I used to ride a bike around.
Did I tell you I've been turning the light on in my sauna? I've been, for some reason,
Really?
I like the light on.
Do you
I
know?
can't feel it, or no, I can't feel it or
You just
anything.
like knowing it's on?
I like knowing it's on,
That's
too.
so interesting.
What a waste.
Sometimes I'll be like the lights don't do anything for me in my house, and it'll be nighttime and Kelly won't be here. I'll be like, this place could use a little light. You know,
and
like,
I forget the dog. I let the dog out. I was like, turn the light on. I'm like, oh my God, I keep forgetting to turn the light on for the dog.
Poor guy, dude. He's like,
poor dog lives in the dark with me.
It was funny. I actually, the other week I had band practice and the jam room's in my parents' basement, and you got to go through, it's one of these split basements where there's like one room and then you can walk through the hallway to the other room.
Oh, I've been there, baby. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I go down the first stairs, but I like, dude, I book it down them, like, doo-doo-doo-doo. And my buddy's right behind me and I don't turn the light on and he's standing at the top of the stairs. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, dude, we're not all blind. Like, can you put some light on? And I'm like, oh
Turn the light
shit,
on.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Like, you take certain things for granted. It's like, it's kind
Just
of
forget.
nuts.
Yeah. I know, poor Otter's in the dark all the time.
Poor guy.
Especially in the winter when Heather's at work, doesn't get home till after sunset.
Well, Heather get home and like she has to turn the lights on.
Yeah, for sure. I never turn them on. Unless I go in the sauna. I like the light on the sauna. And then I forget, like, which way is the switch on and off? Like, damn it. I don't know if this thing's on or off right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes I like turn the light on, and when I go in the bathroom, I still flick them on sometimes.
Yeah, you got it. You got to do the flick on. A lot of times I won't, and then people will come into the bathroom not knowing I'm in there, and they'll be like, holy shit, you have the lights on. Like, they're more shocked that the lights are off than that they just walked in on me.
Yeah.
I'll end it with this. I rolled my first baguette today.
What do you mean?
I went to the bakery. I was just hanging out.
Where you did the croissants?
Yeah. And they were, I just went back to, in the back in the kitchen, and they were,
he was, you have to roll out, it? Like,
how he was rolling out baguettes. So what they do is, like, it starts with this big blob, right? Like a big blob of dough. After they mix the dough with everything, it's a big blob. And then what they do is they take a rolling pin and just make it into, like, almost like a brick shape, like a log. Kind of. Does that make sense?
A brick or a log? Two different.
Brick. Brick.
Like a rectangular brick.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But not like a perfect rectangle, but like that.
Yeah, just kind of get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what you do is you have to crease the middle, like vertical. Going like length. Long ways. In the middle, you crease it with your thumbs, and then you have to fold it over that. So it's like folded in half now on top of each other.
Like you push down with your thumbs, kind of?
Yes. To put a crease in there. And then you kind of fold it over your thumbs. And then you have to roll out that crease that you just made. And then what you do is you put the flour, and then you start in the middle, like palm over palm. And then you have to you add pressure while rolling it out. And then your hands start going opposite each other, like further apart from each other, while you keep rolling and putting pressure on it. And it makes it long into that like long skinny shape. And then you press out the ends to make the points.
I never thought you actually had a roll a baguette. I thought it was just like a,
you just slap it down. Crazy. And it takes a little finesse. It was cool. I didn't realize I was getting into that. Like, I was just like back there.
Yeah.
Here, check it out. And then I just started rolling, and it's cool.
Love a baguette with some soup, dude.
So tomorrow I'm getting my baguette in the morning.
It's the baby's first food, and it was baguette, dude.
Baguette.
Chomping on some French bread.
No. She's been munching. She's had
dominant. Like in her peas and stuff.
I don't know how I'm going to do with this eating thing, Jerry, because I'm like a texture person where, like, when I get slimy shit all over me, I'm like,
that's all
hands in the bowl, Jerry. She's throwing food at me. We're having food fights. Delta's over here cleaning up. We're like, it's the real scene over here.
Babies, kids' hands,
dude,
so
it's
nasty.
Disgusting.
When it's like sweat, sticky, slimy, drool, food, crusty.
And then it gets your hair. Oh, it's disgusting. And yeah, it does. That's the grossest part. But I'm all in. I'm just,
gotta embrace it.
I go into the sink when she's done. But
wash them patties, dude.
Yeah, we got a nice bib thing in Paris. It's like, I think it's long sleeve or something. It's like silicone. It covers a lot of her.
Yeah.
So it's clean too.
Oh, you'll be going through bibs, dude.
Yeah,
you're going through outfits.
I know the outfit. I just took her shirt off yesterday. I was like, here, eat.
Yeah. No, that's a good way. Yeah.
Just wipe her down. Being green beans, peas, carrots, broccoli, squash, and I gave her peanut butter. Not allergic.
Ooh, peanut butter. Oh, that's a good call.
Not allergic.
The peanuts.
You gotta do the allergens. I think fish is one, like sardines.
Yeah, fish.
Belly gutter sardines.
The peanuts.
And then all the nuts.
Shellfish
too. Yeah, nut butters. Dairy is next.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's exciting. It's fun. It's fun. Cool.
Making the baby food now, dude. Yeah. It's always fun. Mashing it up.
You've been watching skate videos.
Got the little Vitamixer.
Yeah.
Dude, download Transworld.
Oh, skateboarding. You said it's on TV. I don't have a TV. You said smart TV. There's got to be an app for it.
There's not.
Really?
It's a TV app only. It's like a Hulu or something. Oh. But yeah, I looked on. They don't have it for
iPhone.
Yeah, which I'm bummed because I want to know if it works with a touchscreen.
Yeah.
Because when you open it, it'll play whatever. It'll just be constantly playing skate videos. So I can't.
I'm really starting to worry about Jason Ellis. He's had too many concussions, dude.
I know, he's always getting messed up.
It's bad. But
yeah. Didn't he was talking about how he got another one the other day?
Yeah, the other day he got knocked out. And he did the X Games announcing.
Yeah, snowboarding. Yeah. No, that one was just a complete accident though, but definitely should have helmet.
Dude, no dude tour this year.
There wasn't one last year, yeah. I guess not. There wasn't one last year either.
That's what I mean. This past year, there's no due tour.
Yeah, no due tour.
What's up with that?
It's budgets, man. Everyone's cutting funding for skateboarding, you know? It was hot for a minute. Now the big corporations.
I think it's like everything for everything.
It's the big corporations are starting to pull back.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on a skincare brand. That's where the money's at, Jerry.
Avon? Wasn't that a big one back in the day? I think it's
Tarte. This one called Tarte just did a whole... It's like a makeup company. They just flew all their people on like a private jet, like went to this crazy. And people were pissed off. They were like, "PJ,
why people get mad at companies making money? Come on,
people just get mad at success. That's the problem.
It's like, dude,
someone is more successful. You
spend their money is whatever they want to spend it on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous." Yeah.
If you had the money, I'm sure you'd have a private jet.
Yeah. If I had money,
I sure as hell would.
I would definitely have a private jet. I'd get a 757.
Dude, 7-7-7-7. This thing got double bedrooms, man. Yes, dude.
Double bedrooms, man.
I want to have a shower in there and a bedroom.
Yeah, dude. Kelly's
imagine a king size bed on a plane.
Stop. They have that.
Your own bedroom.
Emirates, United Emirates, they have their. First class is
they have the
shower,
home
bedroom
stuff.
With a shower, and
I mean, come on, that's insane.
I just wouldn't want to leave.
What are those like $20,000 tickets or something?
At least they're probably like 50.
30, 50. Wow, it's amazing.
Okay, babe.
All right, babe.
Real, thanks everyone, eyes and ears. Make sure you go like, subscribe.
About Anthony this weekend.
Thoughts. You probably listen to this. If you listen to this Monday morning, I'm under the knife. Gotta get there at 8:45 a.m. Suite 210. Be out by noon.
8:45. Okay. Ooh, Heather just texted on her way home. I gotta go pack.
All right. Love you guys.
All right, peeps. Love you. Thank you. As always, keep pushing and
one love.
Keep pushing and one love from Four Bad Eyes.